The California Raptor Center teaches hands-on method to volunteers while rehabilitating wild birds. From the Blue Devil Hub, this is the News Cycle. I'm Stella Mays. Today is Monday, March 28th. First, Max Davis Housefield profiled the California Raptor Center, its practices and purposes.
Red-tailed hawks, vultures, and barn owls hop around their cages at the California Raptor Center on the UC Davis campus. A volunteer is getting one of the birds used to a new enclosure. He's flying around the cage, bumping into the bars as he gets used to his new home. A small group of visitors has gathered to watch. The Raptor Center is open to the public, and Julie Cotton, the center's volunteer and outreach coordinator, says that that is a major part of its mission.
We consider ourselves a teaching institution, so we do a lot of education, outreach, and science related to raptors.
I really enjoy that this is a teaching facility, and I enjoy teaching people.
That's William Thine. He's been volunteering at the Raptor Center for over a quarter century, since 1996. And he considers this to be one of the most unique aspects of the center. He loves how there are few barriers to gaining volunteer experience. Some places, he says,
you just watch, essentially, or you just clean cages for the first year. Here we try and push people to do a little bit more right from the start. And that's always been kind of special. For example, it can be like your second time here, and we'll teach you how to restrain a bird. So how to do a physical examination.
As Thine describes, the main purpose of the Raptor Center is to rescue and rehabilitate sick or injured birds. Founded in 1972, the center is celebrating its 50th year, and the enchanted visitors just keep coming back.
That is a phenomenon that we hear over and over again of people who came here as children who then bring their own children or their grandchildren to visit. And it is so great to see that enthusiasm for the raptors carrying across generations.
Despite being on university property, the center is now funded entirely by donations and relies on volunteers for its daily operation.
Our volunteers are really the heartbeat of what we do here. They're what keep us moving.
Francesca Goyer is in her first year studying animal science at UC Davis and has been volunteering at the Raptor Center for a couple of months.
I do a lot of cleaning. I do feeding in the afternoon. And then there's also like side projects like moving birds around to different enclosures and getting them used to going on the glove. Kind of something new every day.
She really loves working with the raptors, especially a Swainson hawk named Grasshopper.
He's the first bird I took out on a glove. They're very light, but it's surprisingly tiring. You have to keep your arm like very stable, and it definitely can cramp up. But it's super cool to be like that close to a wild bird.
Over the center's long history, they've seen their share of interesting birds. One of the most peculiar was an African native, the tawny eagle, who showed up at the center sometime in the late 80s.
That was because it belonged to someone who had it under permit. They were using it in, I believe, Nevada to film commercials and things like that.
Cotton explained that the eagle had escaped and flown to California, where it was mistaken for a golden eagle and brought to the Raptor Center, then one of the few in the state. The staff soon figured out that it was no golden eagle.
This was in the days pre-internet, so amazingly, somehow the word actually got back to the person who possessed that raptor, and he came up and got it.
The best part of working at the Raptor Center for Cotton is when they successfully release birds back into the wild. She told the story of a pair of injured burrowing owls that the center nursed back to health. The difficulty after that was finding a place to release them.
They're a colonial species. Burrowing owls will hang out with other burrowing owls nearby. We didn't know where their family was. We didn't know where to put them back.
After weeks of searching the county, they found a colony of burrowing owls suitable to release the birds. As a bonus, the location had trail cameras monitoring the burrows.
It worked, and they stayed. We got all these reports from the people monitoring the site that the two burrowing owls that we released, they were hanging out, they were taking care of themselves. So it's that kind of successful story that really brings home the value of what we do, of getting these guys back out into the wild and seeing them succeed.
Cotton, Goyer, and Thine encourage everyone to come visit the Raptor Center. It's free and open to the public, and their hours can be found on their website. For the Blue Devil Hub, I'm Max Davis Housefield at the California Raptor Center.
Some of the most popular restaurants in town serve pizza. Michaela Aguirre reviewed 3 of the most popular pizzerias in town.
For the past 3 weeks, I have been on the hunt for the best pizzeria in town. Along F Street between the U.S. and Wells Fargo banks, I encountered a smaller wooden building called Steve's Pizza. Inside, owner Sharu Singh says that Steve's is most famously known for its hospitality and delicious fluffy crust.
We use the freshest ingredients to balance everything out to achieve what we're trying to present.
My favorite thing was how its unique sauce did not overpower the taste of the bread and the cheese complementing them both. I continued my quest. Junior Margot Thompson said that her favorite place to go get pizza is Lamp Post.
They put a good amount of each topping on, and I've actually kind of grown to like their thicker crusts.
Located in Westlake Plaza in far West Davis, Lamp Post Pizza is a well-known family restaurant, according to general manager Mike Briner.
We've been kind of a hidden gem on the west side of Davis for a long time.
I ordered the single slice of cheese lunch special, and the aroma of the sauce, warm bread, and cheese made my mouth water. When I opened the box, there was a thin-crusted, lightly sauced slice with melted, salty cheese falling off. The last restaurant I visited was Woodstock's Pizza, located in downtown off of G Street. This restaurant is a rather popular chain that sees plenty of customers each day, particularly towards the weekend. Once I got my pizza, medium cheese with ranch on the side, I could smell the toasted crust with a scent so distinct you could taste it. Assistant General Manager Maricela Gloria said that's no accident.
So we do have sauce on our crust. We have that really individual rollover that we do.
The pizza was overall very good, and the crust was incredibly soft on the inside. And good news for all Woodstock pizza lovers, the restaurant is moving across G Street to the old Keepmore building soon. From BlueDevilHub.com, this is Michaela Aguirre reporting.
Davis has more bike commuting residents per capita than any other city in the U.S. It also has the highest among the student biking population. Samara Brewer has the story.
345 students biked to Davis High on February 10th. That's according to a volunteer for the city of Davis, who counts all the bikes in the school bike racks once a month. Junior Gianna Onzioco is one of those students who bikes to school on a daily basis.
Having control over my commute to school is just more convenient.
Sophomore Danny Mills has been biking to school since the sixth grade.
It's easier than taking the bus usually because then I have more freedom after school.
Jennifer Donofrio has been biking since childhood and now manages the bike and pedestrian program for the city of Davis.
I also like the freedom of biking. I really love the independence that I was given at such a young age to go out and explore my community and with my bicycle.
The city of Davis has more than 100 miles of designated bike lanes and paths. And spring is a great time to explore them. For the BlueDevilHub.com, this is Samara Brewer reporting.
You can check out The Hub on Instagram at Blue Devil Hub and on Twitter at DHS Hub. You can find this episode and all of our previous shows at BlueDevilHub.com, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. The News Cycle is a production of the Blue Devil Hub in association with the Davis Enterprise. Our theme music is written by Daniel Ruiz Jimenez. The program is produced by Stella Mays and Max Davis Housefield. Stay safe, have the most fabulous week, and we will see you Monday.